Now, last week, right in the middle of Pride Month, the Vatican released an official document called Male and Female, He Created Them. The document's release has left a lot of members of the queer community in confusion and disappointment. Basically, what it is rejecting the idea that a person can change their gender or, you know, be transgender or anything outside of the very, very strict binary. The document's meant to be an aid for Catholic teachers and parents to help teach sex education. It labels transgenderism as, quote, nothing more than a confused concept of freedom in the realm of feelings and wants. So, as you can imagine, hasn't gone over real well with a lot of queer advocacy groups. Here to talk to us about the impact this could have on young Aussie LGBT youth is Dr. Victoria Rawlings from Sydney University. Victoria, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Do you think that the release of this document is a surprise?
Oh, look, I'm definitely not an expert in the Catholic Church, but what is pretty amazing about it is that there has been zero consultation with any LGBT people or research about them or advocacy groups on this. You know, it's really an inward-looking document that looks to previous kind of theologians and Catholic people rather than any kind of research. So, I mean, it's really disappointing. I know that there are a lot of LGBT people who are Catholic as well. There's a lot of people who believe that Pope Francis was having a positive direction for the church, but this is a real massive step backwards.
And so what do we know, what do you think the impact of this document being released is going to be on those people, like you mentioned, you know, people who might be transgender and Catholic?
Well, the impact is really negative for young people, especially because this document is being sent out to all Catholic schools around the world. You know, that's a huge, huge impact on not only teaching strategies in those schools. And when I talk about teaching strategies, that's a small way of saying everything that happens in schools could be influenced by this. But also, it's an influence on the teachers that operate in those schools who would disagree with those kind of teachings. It's an impact on families, queer families, or people who have, which, you know, is the vast majority of Australian families that has someone queer in the extended family or a friend in them somewhere. It's a massive impact. It's a massive shunning of a huge population of people.
It's quite scary as well to think that it could have an impact, like you said, on every aspect of people attending some of those Catholic schools.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, because this is a kind of philosophy, it's saying LGBT people just kind of don't exist. It's kind of what it's saying, that they don't exist. It's some sort of big ideological movement and people are just getting on board, and that if everyone just kind of recommitted to the church and this advice, then this problem would go away. So it's not only kind of criminalising LGBT people and saying that there's something wrong with them and shaming them, but it's also erasing them. It's saying that they don't exist and that this is some sort of modern and contemporary issue that that can go away.
One thing I thought was interesting as well, the document also rejects the term intersex, which is, you know, that is a whole other, you know, range of people as well will fall under that label. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, hugely problematic. And really, again, ignoring scientific, biological facts about how sex is a construct. Sex is just something that we are saying that, you know, that is binary, and it's not. You know, even the science magazine Nature has really detailed in the last couple of years that sex is not what we thought it was. Sex is different for everyone. That it's not a binary, that sex manifests in different ways in everyone. And intersex people are a really, really important part of understanding that difference. And to just say that they don't exist is ridiculous, for one. And it flies in the face of a huge decades of research about them and with them.
Well, Victoria, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.